Shalom to all. Today we're in Masachas Avos, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet Mishnah Hey, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Defan Ruzi V'Gohal Gon B'Karuv Mamesh. And we continue discussing the importance of Limud HaTorah. The Mishnah tells Reb Chanina ben Chachinai Omer. Reb Chanina ben Chachinai says, "There was a machlokes when he lived. Some say it was at the time of the Churban of the second Beis Hamikdash. Others say he was a colleague of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva who lived after the destruction of Beis Hamikdash. And he used to say that Haner Balayla, somebody who's awake during the night, or B'Hamahalich B'Derech Chidi, someone who's walking along the way all alone, and what does he do? He doesn't learn Torah. He turns his heart to silliness, to empty, worthless things. He thinks about the weather outside and which stock he's going to invest in and the ball game the other day. He's not thinking about words of Torah. He's really chayv misa. Why is that? Well, because the nighttime is very dangerous. It's a time where mazikim roam about, and also, same thing with walking along the way by yourself. A person is prone to being attacked by robbers and bandits, and therefore, in order to protect themselves, they should be learning Torah. If not, it's considered like they're mischayv ben afshay. They really are, in a way, are chayiv misa. They should be harmed. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, Reb Nachoni ben Akana Omer. Reb Nachoni ben Akana said he lived at the end of the second Beis Hamikdash. What did he say? Kol makabel olav ol tayra mavir mimenu ol malchus va'ol derech eretz. Someone accepts upon himself the yoke of tayra, so they take away from him the yoke of the government and the yoke of derech eretz. V'chala pargimenu ol tayra. Someone who throws off the yoke of tayra, nice and olav ol malchus va'ol derech eretz. The yoke of the government and of derech eretz is placed upon him. What's this referring to? So the olav tayra means a person taking out from his daily schedule, taking out from his business, taking out from the things that he usually does to really work hard and learn b'hasmada and learn with a lot of diligence. And when a person does that, Hashem actually removes a lot of distractions and difficulties and challenges that he goes through on his daily basis that have to do with the government and that have to do with derech eretz, namely business. Very often a person says, you know, I don't really have so much time to learn. I'm too busy. My business, my this, my that. I have to go to the government offices, maybe the DMV, maybe the taxes, maybe this. A whole bunch of different reasons why a person not able to learn. And Reb Chanina ben Akana is teaching him, in a way, you could say a trick, that if a person actually takes his time and focuses on Torah, works hard, puts in that extra effort, makes it an oil, it's a yoke, it's not easy, it's difficult. Actually, all these tirdus and all these challenges are removed from him. So let's just give an example. It doesn't work like this 100% perfectly, obviously, but it's just an example. If a person learns an extra hour in the morning, let's say, maybe before davening or after davening, an hour of his tirdus, of his challenges, of frustrating things with clients and his business and maybe taxes or whatever it is with the government offices, that's going to be taken off of his schedule inexplicably. He's not going to understand why, but that's because he accepted upon himself the Olav Torah. And the opposite is true as well, that if a person is Pirik Mimenu Ol Torah, if he tells himself, ah, Torah, what do I need it for? I obviously want to learn. It's great. It's fantastic. I just don't have time for it. The more I invest in my work, I'm going to make more money and that's going to be great. Actually, more challenges and more difficulties are mounted on him, something that he didn't have previously. We're going to stop you for the day and pick up Torah Mishnah Vav and Zion. Continue to talk about the importance of learning Torah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.